Manga from Cushnitz has a well-known fart. He says about this time of year, as we're approaching Matan Torah, he says, according to Pasuk about Sphira, "Usfartem lechem b'macharas haShabbos, miyim haviyachem masim atzufa, ad mimacharas haShabbos, hashvi'is tisperu chamishim yom." But until the last day, the day after these 7 weeks, one should count 50 days. He explains, what the Torah is telling us is that if a person has not yet counted the days of Sphira, perhaps he forgot to count the day of Sphira, he says, nevertheless, you have until the very last day to count all the days of Sphira. That's Pshat and Pasuk. Ad mimacharas haShabbos haShviis, that until the day after the 7 weeks, tisperu chamishim yom, you can count all 50 days. It's just reminding myself of Shtumbach. He writes, just parenthetically, and of course you have to understand this Kashrus of Maggid. He doesn't talk about the Kashrus of Maggid. But of course you have to understand the context of the Kashrus of Maggid. It's not a halachic concept that you can count all 50 days of Omer on the last day. So Pashas is that if you missed a day, you missed a day. And you can't count anymore. Of course, Machlokis, Rishonim, the Bahag, and other Rishonim. If it's one long mitzvah, if each mitzvah is in a vacuum, it's each to its own. However, he writes something very interesting, that if it's a whole shaila about a katan who becomes a gadol during these days of the Omer, does he count with a bracha? Does he not count with a bracha? He missed the earlier days. One of the eitzas which he says, I think it's based on a shittas of Rav Haigon, which is brought in the Torah. He says that when a bar mitzvah boy becomes bar mitzvah, so the first time he counts, he should count all the way from the first day. He should say, there was the first day of the Omer, there was the second day of the Omer, there was the third day of the Omer. He should count them all the way up to where he is. It actually relates to this very much. Let's understand this Kashrus of Maggid. What does it mean that on the last day, you know, it ain't over till the end, you can count all 50 days of Sphira? What does that mean? So these days of Sphira Sa'imer, we know that each day of the Omer is meant to focus on a particular midah. 7 weeks, how they divide into the seven spheros, chesed, gvur, tiferes, netzach, chod, yisod, and malchus. Each day is its own midah, and we work during these days on our midos, that we should be kelim, which are fit to receive Torah. Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah. These are the days called Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is midos, says Rabbi Yonah. And so Mamela, this is a time of Derech Eretz to making proper kelim to be able to receive Torah. Now, like we said before, there's more than one perspective when it comes to these days of Sphira. We can understand the days of Sphira like Tosos understands the Sphira, that every single day is its own mitzvah and deserves its own bracha, which implies that every day is its own midah. Like we said, there's chesed shebechesed, there's gvur shebechesed, there's netzach shebesiferes, and hod shebeyesod, v'chule. However, there's a perspective of Sphira Sa'omer that's all one long thing. And this is very important, because the tzaddikim saw the tachlis of Shviras Hamidos, the Tikkun Hamidos, of which the Goyim says and the tzaddikim say that everything is Tikkun Hamidos. Chaim Vital writes that although the Midos and Tikkun Hamidos was not given in the form of a mitzvah, perhaps you can zero in and to say about a certain mitzvah in Torah, a certain lav in Torah, this is the mitzvah called Tikkun Hamidos. Perhaps not. However, he writes, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not magbil, the inyan of midos in a particular mitzvah, is because it's higher than mitzvahs. It's the essence of Torah itself. mamash a plea de kachidish. This is talking about Rav Chaim Vital. I'm a kabbalist from the Arizal. It's too big to put into a mitzvah. In fact, you can say another thing. This idea of derech eretz kadma la Torah refers to Torah itself. It's very interesting how the Torah, how Hashem arranged it, that really, if we consider the Torah to be a book of laws, then it really doesn't begin until Sefer Shmos. Yisro, Parshas Yisro. How many mitzvahs do we have until Parshas Yisro? You can count on one hand how many mitzvahs you have. We have Bismila, you have Gid Hanasha, you have Kiddush HaChodesh, you have mitzvahs Meiser, perhaps. You have a few mitzvahs here and there, sporadic. Until you come to Parshas Yisro, then you have your Seres Adaros, and in Mishpatim you have a whole slew of mitzvahs. What do we have? Sipurim of the Avos HaKadoshim. But this is, of course, Bechlal, the concept of Derech Eretz Kama LaTorah. Yes, Torah may be about what you can do, what you can't do. But there has to be Derech Eretz Kama LaTorah. And you can't receive Torah, you can't come to Parshas Yisro unless you know a little bit about Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and you try to emulate, and you say, Masa Yagiyo Ma'asen Ma'asen Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. There's an inyan, and the tzaddikim had different perspectives of this, and how to approach the mitzvah. This mitzvah hakolela is called tikkun hamidos to be mekabel Torah. So, like we said before, one can focus on mitzvahs particularly, each one to its own. You can focus on simcha, and you can focus on gaiva, and you can focus on emes. And this is like the classical way of the Bali Musar, or Chassadikim perhaps. But then there's the way which is mostly adopted by the Chassidish Tzadikim. And of course they spoke about Midas in particular, but the Mahalach by them was as follows. Everything is about looking at the Shoresh. And the Goyin says, and the Tzadikim all say, that the root of all Midos Ra'os, and there are many, is Taiva, is Kavod, Chzarias and Kas and Chule v'chule. However, the Shoresh of all Midas Ra'os is the Mid of Gaiva. The Goyim calls it the Kisei HaKavod of all Midas Ra'os. And therefore, if a person wants to work on the Shoresh of Midas Ra'os, he works on Gaiva. Because why do I want pleasure? It's for me. Why do I want Kavod? It's about me. That the Ani is the root of all Midas Ra'os. It's that I. It's that anoichi, it's that ani inside of a person, which is the kisei hakavod of all midas ra'os. So there's a way of looking at the mitzvahs, the midos we should say, that we don't look at it like we would say halachically, like the Balei HaTosfos, that every single day of Sira is unique and that it's a different midah. There's a way called the way of the Bahag, although even though he's perhaps a das yachin in this, Rav Avadia says he's not with all those vakiyas, he says many Rishonim hold like the Bahag as well. But there's a way of looking at the days of Surah that it's all one long chefza called Gaiva. Every day is to work on your Gaiva. It's not just there's Gvura, Shebenetzach. Hey, that's called Gaiva too. Every day is a day of Gaiva. And a person who works on Gaiva, and his focus is on Gaiva, and there's a very big sugya we're just going to talk about a little bit tonight. If his Ikar Nekuda is that he's zeroing in on Gaiva, when he comes to Matan Torah, if he takes an honest look at himself, he probably feels like he is not worthy to receive Torah. Because even if this day he was able to work on Achzarius a little bit, this dimension of Achzarius with the Netzach Shavahod, or whatever that means, if he comes to Matan Torah with the perception of Gaiva, and he says to himself, am I worthy to receive Torah? Have I been oikah the midah of Gaiva from within myself? He'll probably realize that he hasn't come very far. Because it takes mamish and neis for a person to be oikar gaiva. It's well known that the Baal Shem Tov, before his Ptira, the Talmidim came to him and they said to him, how are we supposed to know who our Rebbe is going to be once you go away, once you leave us? And he said to them, if you go to a Rebbe and you ask him, how am I going to deal with gaiva, and the Rebbe gives you an Eitzah, you know he's not a Rebbe. Because the only Eitzah to deal with gaiva truly is to ask from Hashem Yisbarach that he should be able to take it away. Now, of course, the tzaddik can give many, many Eitzahs. They say that these Talmidim that they found Rav Pinchas Karetzer and they're very happy with the Rebbe. If you take a look in the Sefer Pinchas Karetzer, he gives many, many Eitzahs to gaiva. Of course, a person has to know how to work with his left hand in Eitzes and Gaiva, but with his right hand, which is his main hand, to know that ultimately, when it boils down to it, for a person to uproot himself and to give himself over to the Rebbeinu Shalom, to be makir this hakara, he needs a nais from Hashem Yisbarach to do so. This is the same Baal Shem Tov that as he was dying, and his last moments, they heard him whispering, his last moments, Al tava'eini regel gava. That he shouldn't die a death with any gaiva to his death. And perhaps this is what the Kashrus of Magid means. That when you come to the foot of Har Sinai, after so many days of Sfira, and you thought that you would work on each mida particularly, and then you feel like, especially when it comes to gaiva, that you feel so far from Sinai. So there's a moment, there's a flash that a person has that he's about to receive Torah and he's in a panic and desperation. He says, what am I going to do? And he throws himself onto the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, well, how am I going to get rid of this? I'm so unprepared. That's the moment that you can count all 50 days of Sfira. It's a fact that remnants to this in the Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Kisisa. The Torah tells us, in the Medrash, Chazal tell us, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that when Hashem was teaching him Torah on Har Sinai for 40 days, everything that Moshe learned, he forgot. And he was embarrassed to come down. He had nothing. And Hashem said to him, don't worry, Moshe. The entire Torah I'm giving to B'matana. But Moshe was in a panic. After 40 days, he wasn't remembering anything in Torah. And he came to that point of desperation and he threw himself onto Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hashem gave him everything. And that's really the mindset as we approach the giving of Torah now. That if we take an honest look at ourselves and we ask ourselves, do we make proper hachanas? Do we know what it means to count Sfira? We don't know what it means to count Sfira. And we come into the Beis Medrash and we make a bracha, and we say, Rachman Hu Yachsem, and we move on to Aleinu. How much do we really think about what Sfira means? Do we know anything what Sfira means, other than just counting? Baruch Hashem, the Sfira takes us where we need to get to go. Really, because we're relying on the avod of tzaddikim who truly understand. If you ever saw the way a tzaddik counts Sfira, you realize that we mamash don't know anything about Sfira. It's a very deep avod of what it means, Sfira, so amen. But this avodah we're shayach to. That if we give an honest look at ourselves, if we really behold what it means, Sfira, Tikkun HaMidos, how essential it is to be makabel Torah, in which Midos is mamish, the essence of Torah. It can't even be mugbal in a mitzvah. This is the keli which will receive Torah. Can we really have any keli to receive Torah? That's what it means. And in the final moments, you can count all 50 days. Because more than just focusing on this midah, that midah, if you realize that it's all about one concept called gaiva, in those final moments, a person can be ma'ayra, a certain anavat, and in that keli to be makabel Torah. With a lot of siyata d'shmaya. Of course, we know Sinai is gematria anava. Moshe kibbutz Torah mi Sinai. Moshe, of which the Torah says, he's anav mikol adam, he received Torah from Sinai. Which is Gematria Nava, of which Sinai represents Anava, which means to say that in that place of the person with the greatest Anava, in the spot in the world which represents Anava, a person come to receive Torah. And that's how Maseches Avos begins. According to what we're saying, it's very good, because although Maseches Avos is about to tell you many, 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 many midos for many prakim, you have to know that the root and the shorish of all these midos is called Anava. That if a person can excel in the midah of Anava, that he's a Moshe, and in Sinai, and that's the focus, he could be makabel Torah. Everything is just a parish to that. Of course, the Gemara tells us the story of Hillel and the Ger who came to Mizgayer, wanted to know Torah on one foot, and Shammai was Matachim, but Hillel was makabel him, and he said, everything is about v'haft v'chakamecha, manasani l'chaverach, l'loch, l'sav l'chaverach. Everything else is just a parish. What does that mean? V'haft l'chakamecha is the essence of another. If you could be mechabed your friend. This was, of course, the pitfall of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Shalom nogu kovaz el hazeh. To be mechabed your friend doesn't mean to be mechabed your Rebbe. To be mechabed your friend. To be mechabed your Rebbe is easy. To be mechabed your friend, you should make yourself like a Talmud chaver to somebody equal than you. That's very difficult. to machnir yourself to somebody who's your peer, who may be lesser than you. That's a keli to receive tzair. The rest of tzair is just a perish to that. That's the ikar. How to receive tzair. The Rebbe from Borki understands the Gemara, which tells us that when Bnei Yisrael came to Har Sinai, to Midbar Sinai, on the first day of Sivan, Gemara tells us the different things that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Jewish people before receiving the Torah. It says, "Bayom Rishon on the first day, Lo Amaluhu V'Lo Midi." He didn't tell them anything. So he says a very nice Chassidus Shavart. He says, "Lo Amaluhu." What does it mean, "Lo Amaluhu V'Lo Midi"? "Lo Amaluhu." He said to them, "Lo Amaluhu." He said, "No." So you have to be machnir yourselves. And even after machnir yourselves, v'loy midi, don't make anything of it. That's what it means that he told them. He was preparing them from the mid of anava from day one. Moshe Ben didn't just let a day go by. Like the omission says, okay, it's already 5 to 6 days away, we're already too far out. What do you mean? It's supposed to count things straight from 50 days before. You come to Har Sinai, you're going to say something there. That's what he was telling them. Lo yom elohu, v'loy midi. This concept, which we said before, of seeing all the midos from a perspective of everything is gaiva, is a very nice story about the Stralisker and Rav Bunim from Pshischa. That Rav Bunim once was speaking with a Talmud of the Stralisker Rebbe, and he said to him, "Tell me how they taught the mid of Anava in Stralisk, at the Straf." So he said that the Stralisker was makbid, that anybody who came to him, whether he was an Ashir, a Talmud Chacham, or an Ani, he had to come in to visit the Stralisker with like 2 cups of water from the shuk as a way of being machni himself before seeing the Stralisker. To make yourself into like a water boy. Yes. So Bunim heard that and he says, let me tell you how we do things in Pshischa. He says, "I'll give you a mashal." There were 3 people who were sitting in a cellar together in a dark place. 2 of them were chachamim and 1 of them was a shaita. The guards would bring in food into the cellar to give them what to eat. And they would give them all different types of kelim. One day a fork, one day a spoon, one day a this and a that. And one of the chachamim there, he felt that it was upon him to teach this shaita how to eat. Because he couldn't see in the dark, he didn't know how to use the kelim. So every day, he would help him in how to use the kelim. Today it was this food, and needed this keli, this food with this keli. That's how the chacham spent their time with the shaita. He says, one day the Chacham turned to the other Chacham and said to him, he says, "This is not all on me. You have to help too. You have to help out the Shaita also, to share the burden." So the Chacham said to him as follows. He said, "All the while you're thinking about how you're going to teach him each day, how you're going to be able to fix him this way and that way with this keli for this food, I'm already thinking about how I'm going to make a hole in that spot over there to bring in enough light so that we can all see in here, so you don't need to do this anymore." That's what he said about the difference between his voida and the voida of the Stralisker. According to what we're saying, you can understand this very well. There could be an voida yom yom, that every day you can use, try to work on a different spoon with a different food. Or you can try to find an etza klalia so you can bring in enough light that you won't have any problems anymore. And that was what Bunim was trying to do. He was trying to get to the shayrish of the inyan, to uproot it in a way that you could be able to see with clarity, just why a person should have anava. And it's important to know that anava doesn't come from a place that a person fools himself. It means that he recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the world to the point where everything comes to the Ribono Shel Olam, HaKol Bideshamayim. The Kabrina says that nowadays especially, you have to be a chamor to have any gaiva. Be a chamor. And Pinchas Karsu says you have to be a shait to be a bal gaiva. It's a shtos to be a bal gaiva, that if a person has a true daher of who the Ribono Shel Olam is, that he should have any gaiva. It says, furthermore, what does it mean if you would be a chamor and a shaita? You have to understand something. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at this world from a perspective that he sees all the generations. He doesn't just look at what's in the now, he sees in the future, he sees in the past, and he sees in the present. So the person in this generation thinks he's a Talmud Chacham, let's say, right? And he has gaiva from that. He says, Think about that. He says, you in this generation, you may be something special. If you were just in a previous generation, they would step on you. They make minced meat out of you. In the generation of the Chassam Sefer, the generation of the Bali HaTosfos, generation of the Rambam, of the Ga'onim, in times of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara tells us that in times of the Beis HaMikdash, even the Tinokos were Bekim in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Do we know anything right now about Tumah V'Tahara? Who here is a Baki in Maseches Olos? Who knows? So we know a little bit about this, a little bit about that. It says you have to be a Shaita. To be a Shaita. You can't just look at yourself as in this Beis Medrash, or in this city, or in this Medina, or in this world, or in this time of year. We're talking about Doros. All generations. It's going to be a Tchias HaMeisim. The person able to hold the candle to Rav Haigo, he knows more about one Inyan in Torah that we know about Kol HaTorah Kula. It's easy to say. I'm just sharing the words. And the Aces which Tzadikim say. But when you hear that and you say to yourself, yeah, that can make sense. It's true. This is the shaita in the story. That's the Baal Gaiva. It's really a shaita. It's really a shtus. We just need to work on that. The Lubliner has a very beautiful pshat. That which it says in Parshas Korach, Rashi, as well known, says that Korach started with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Lashon of Rashi, according to Chazal, is Korach mar ra the shtus zeh. What type of a shtus was that he started with Moshe Rabbeinu? So Rashi brings the answer from Chazal, that he saw Baruch HaKodesh that Shmuel would come out of him. He said, oh, Shmuel will come out of me, I must be somebody very great. So the Lubliner, the Chayza, says as follows. He says, mar ra the shtus zeh. He says, when he had Ruach HaKodesh, he had Gaiva. And as soon as his Ruach HaKodesh brought him to Gaiva, brought him to the shtus. I mean, the answer is the answer. Meaning, what brought him to the shtus? The Ruach HaKodesh. Because the Ruach HaKodesh made him into a Baal Gaiva. And that Gaiva made him into a Shaita. Gaiva is a shtus. This is really the answer to many questions which we have. Wouldn't it be so great that if it could be Baal Ruach HaKodesh, you can have big madrigas in Avodas Hashem? You think Hashem, does Hashem really want Baal Ruach HaKodesh? Does He want Nevi'im? Look what happened in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. There were many Nevi'im in Baal Ruach HaKodesh. No Beis HaMikdash anymore. Because what's worth it more to Hashem is worth? That a person should be a Baal Ruach HaKodesh? Is that what he wants? Or does he want people who have a Nava before him? It's like a person who wins the lottery and he becomes a millionaire. How many of those millionaires really succeed? I think the studies show that they all become bankrupt at the end of the day. They don't have the kalim to be makabel that. In this keli, we're going to be makabel Ruach HaKodesh. That's going to make me into a real Eved Hashem if I only had Ruach HaKodesh. Is that going to help me in my service of Hashem, or is that going to hurt me? I think from the fact that Hashem doesn't give, it means that a person will hurt a person. Hashem would love to have Baal Ruach HaKodesh if there would be also Beganavs. Pinchas Karetzer, he used to say, and so to his Talmud of Befov, he used to say that everything which happens, every frustration in a person's life is supposed to bring him to another. Pinchas Karetzer used to say that if a person has a toast in tefillah, if he makes a mistake in davening, or if he makes a toast in Sfiras HaOmer, he says that's a gift from Hashem that a person should have hachna, Sfiras HaLev, that he should remember who he is. That he makes mistakes, that he's human. Every frustration in life is supposed to bring a person to be able to recognize that he's imperfect, and he should thank Hashem for his imperfections and to realize through the imperfections which he stumbles upon that he's not perfect and to bring him to another. I thought that was a very beautiful perspective of things. Every frustration is supposed to bring a person to more another and to more another and to more another. Chas Karetzer also says, based on a pasuk in Sefer Devarim, that Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael before he passes, "Anoichi Oimed Benu Venechem." that I was the emissary, that I was the agent in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to you. Speaking about Matan Torah. Rav Pinchas Korach says a very beautiful word, Anoichi, that the eye of a person is oimed bein Hashem ubein Eichem, which you knew in Hashem. That a person's Anoichi, that a person's Gaiva, separates him from Hashem Yisbarach. Like it says, Toivas Hashem kol gvalev, that Hashem despises. That it's a mechitza, the great mechitza between us and Hashem is the Ani. Which Chazal say that Hashem says about the Baal Gaiva, we can't live together, me and you. That if your Ani is just as big as my Ani, then there's problems here. The biggest separation. The Tzaddikim used to say, the Kabbina used to say, that a person is not even Bechlala Yehudi. Doesn't know what Yiddishkeit means unless he works on working on his Gaiva. Yehudi is Milashon Haida. Because he doesn't have a tam of Yiddishkeit. He's overlooking the avoida and the importance of working in Gaiva. That it's that anoichi which separates between me and Hashem Yisbarach. And so therefore during these days of Sira, that a person, according to the Bahag, you know what we mean, that a person is working on that anoichi. So when he comes to Har Sinai, he can open up his ears and be able to hear Hashem say, anoichi Hashem Elokech. That he works on uprooting that anoichi to be able to makabel that anoichi. It's a beautiful story about the Carlina. The Carlina lives in Karlin, of course. And he was a Talmud of the Maggid from Mezrich. One of the Talmudim from the Maggid, he was passing through the city of Karlin and he wanted to visit his old friend, Rav Aaron Karliner. So he came to the house of Rav Arla and he knocked on the door. And Rav Arla was learning and he came to the door and he said, "Who is it? Who's there?" So they were old friends and he thought that he would recognize who he was. Recognize his voice. He said, It's me. So nobody answered the door. So he knocked again, and the Rebbe came and he said, "Who's there?" And he said, "Rabbi, it's me. And answered the door. So finally he knocked again, and this time Rabbi Kalina answers the door. So he says, "So happy, so good to see you." Brings him in. "How come you didn't answer the first two times? You knew who it was." So he didn't answer the first two times. Because by me, he says, anybody who says it's me and he doesn't say his name, he's stepping on the feet of Hashem Yisbarach. Because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say Anoichi. It should be puzzles for a year to be able to say, it's me. He says, as soon as he heard that from the Karlina, he says, apparently I didn't learn enough from my Rebbe, the Maggid from Mezrich, and he went back to Mezrich to learn more from the Maggid. He didn't learn anything in Mezrich. The word Anoichi belongs to Hashem Yisbarach. Many tzaddikim are very careful not to say I about anything. They try as much as possible not to say I. The Rebbe from Alexander said the same thing. He said, "Me'olam lo yamarti Anoichi." I never said Anoichi, because kizeh shayach rak l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. This word belongs to Hashem Yisbarach. Pinchas Karzer says, based on the Arizal, who says in Shara Gilgulim, that a person who is a Baal Gaiva, he comes back as a Gilgul, as a bee. This is a very cute, but of course deep shot, like everything he said. First of all, Pasha Pshat, the reason why you come back as a bee is because a bee is Shaykh Tamalik. It's not for now. And the whole union of Gaiva belongs to Malak. Ram levavecha v'shachachtes Hashem alakecha. Which is the Isser of Gaiva. Which is, in fact, it's a well-known story about the Smag, that he left out this mitzvah, and he had a dream that he left out the biggest mitzvah of all. How could you left out Ram levavecha v'shachachtes Hashem alakecha? That's the mitzvah of all mitzvahs. Ram is gematria Malik. So he says the reason why he comes back as a bee is because Balgaiva says in Yiddish, he says, Ich bin, which means I am. Ich bin a learner, I'm a good learner. Ich bin a Balkishin, Ich bin an Asher, I'm this and I'm this. And a bee, he says, Balashan Askenaj is called a bin. A bin. So since a person in the Balgaiva is always saying, Ich bin, Ich bin, Ich bin, he comes back as a bee. This is the mahus of a Balgaiva. Ich bin, Ich bin. Anoichi, Anoichi, Anoichi. So there's a lot of eyes. Many Magidim have pointed out that nowadays everything is about the iPhone and the iPad and the iThis and the iThat. Everything is about the I. It's amazing how a person can work on so many nyanim. This nakuda called I, just one letter, the capital I. If it's overlooked, then how can you be a kabbalah? It's the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ana Mikol Adam, that when Hashem chooses him, the Moshe Rabbeinu responds, Mi Anoichi Ki Elecha Paro. He's the one who says, Mi Anoichi, I don't have an Anoichi. Hashem says, You're my man. Exactly why I chose you. He who feels Mi Anoichi, he can hear Anoichi Hashem Elekecha. I just want to share parenthetically that there's a very big difference between anava, which means humility, which is a helig a kasher davar, and bizyonis. And many tzaddikim use their bizyonis to fuel their anava, but anava doesn't mean that the person just discards himself completely. The person has to have a rebbe and how to come to anava. That's for sure. There's a story about the Radomsker that he once was visiting. I don't know this tzaddik, I'm sure he was very great, Rav Tzvi Megidzel. And he came into his house and he saw that around the house there were many hides which were hanging in the house. And he said to the tzaddik, Rav Tzvi, he says, what's with the hides which are hanging around the house? He says, yeah, my son, he works in this malacha of hides and tanning, so I do him a favor and I have all these hides which are hiding up here and on the walls. So he said to him as follows. He says, why was the Torah given on Sinai? Sinai represents Anava, it's the lowest, the smallest of all mountains. Hashem could have given the Torah in a boar. But to teach you that although you have to be an Anav, you can't let people step on you. That's not called Anava. The Lulavar Rebbe said this too. That the higher Sinai represents that you have to be an Anav, but don't let people step on you. You can't just be stepped on by everybody. A person has to know, have the certain gvul also. To know what's a kasher anava, what's not a kasher anava. In fact, the Lubliner, the Chizah says a beautiful pshat, Parshas Noach. Chazal say, Yesh darshan or so the gnai, v'yesh darshan or so the shrach. Noach was either a tzaddik in his generation or for all generations would have been a tzaddik. So the Chizah says, why would we darshan it the gnai? Why would we do such a thing? We're looking, especially all the tzaddikim ask this question, why would we want to darshan Noach L'gnai? So he says as follows. He says that since Noach was darish himself L'gnai, we darshan L'gnai. The person has to be very careful not to be darish himself L'gnai. And we find that Chazal said about Noach, Mikatni Amana Haya. Noach from those who was Katni Amana. What does it mean he was Mikatni Amana? So some of the tzaddikim say, it doesn't mean that he was small in his in amunah from Hashem. He was big in his amunah from Hashem. He was mikatni amunah himself. That he didn't believe in himself. He didn't believe that when Hashem said, you're the tzaddik in this generation, that he took that seriously and he was going to make a difference in the generation. He didn't think that he could be mispalah for the generation and save them from the mabul. Person has to know how to balance the fact that he has to have amunah in himself and know who he is. And know truly what anava means. B'fnei Hashem Yisbarach, that afal pichin, afal pichin, akol b'dei shemayim. The less aser panimene, Hashem fills all the worlds, and there's no eitzah other than to turn into Hashem at the end of the day. A person needs a rebbe, needs to have good chaverim, needs to know to work and to toil in the midah of anava. But as we're approaching these last moments before being makabel Torah, and a person looks back and with an honest perspective, and he says, "What have I done till now? Am I really a keli to be makabel pleira? And he remembers the kashna tzavar. He remembers the words of Rabbi Bunim, and he says, in desperation, I turn to Hashem Yisbarach and I say, at the end of the day, you're the only one who can give me Torah. This is the ultimate keli. And in a certain sense, the more that a person has not worked properly on the Derech Eretz Kamal Torah, and he feels like he has no kelim, he's the most mukhshar to be able to be makabal the Torah right now. The tzaddiki began with this 50 days ago. They had 50 days of knowing they have nothing. But especially for us, that we don't know what it means, Sfira, and if we take a look at ourselves and where we are, that we should be makabal a keli like this. Eretz is, yeah, because we turn to Hashem and we say to Hashem, you make it happen. And that's called counting all 50 days in the very last moment. Difference, this mahalach between anava and sing anava as the midah with hamidah kolalas versus each particular midah will make a very big difference when it comes to the days approaching us after Shavuos, which is the times of Tammuz and Av, of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Every single person walks out of Shavuos with a sense of accomplishment in his makabel Torah. And in a certain sense, if a person feels that he was able to be makabel Torah because he worked so hard and he made very good kelim and he had very strong midos and that's why he received Torah, when it comes times for Tammuz and Av, which is a time of Shvira, his Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. A person who worked on the mid of Gaiva and is mevatel himself l'galmei to Hashem Yisbarach and he was like an ayin, mamish batel, such a Beis HaMikdash won't be destroyed. What's there to destroy? There's nothing there to destroy. It'll make a difference how Shavuos was a success. A person will know when it comes to Tammuz and Ta'av. Because Hashem can't be soivel gaiva. Ashir l'Hashem ki ga'ogah, which means that Hashem is misgar in all the gavonim. That if a person has any gaiva, Hashem takes it away and Hashem says, Hashem malach ki uslevesh, this belongs to me, this gaiva. Anaychi, you're an anaychi too? If a person's base of mikdash is rooted in that anaychi, even an anaychi in avodas Hashem, that he allows his Ruach HaKodesh or his Madrigas. Tzadik HaTam Yifrach, Korach is a big tzadik. But if that's the difference between Moshe and Korach. Moshe was chosen because he said, Mi Anoichi. But Korach had some type of a gaiva. There was some type of an Anoichi there. That he turns to Moshe according to Rashi, and he says, Kulam Shamu B'Sinai Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Everybody heard Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. What he didn't understand is that you didn't hear Anoichi Hashem Elokecha because you have an Anoichi. It was only because Moshe was the Emtsoi that everybody heard it, because Moshe said about himself, Mi Anoichi. So Korach was smashed, he was made into a pulp, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be Matzliach. By Moshe there was no Churban, because he was Mamish Batal, he was the An of Mikol Adam. But Korach, although he was a great person, this difference makes for a huge difference when it comes to Tammuz and Av, and eventually after that in Elul, how we go into Elul to become into Rosh Hashanah. And the Zohar says that a person who has a matzliach tikkun shavuos, he doesn't need to have a din on Rosh Hashanah. There's no din for such a person. And this makes for the difference, and it's a very darkest difference when avodas Hashem. The difference between the Bahag and Tosfos, the difference between Midas Pratyos and coming to the Shorish of all things. That if a person has an Anechi and it comes Rosh Hashanah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamluch and Suffer the Word and he's looking, he says, what are you doing here? I'm the king, I'm coronating myself today as the Melech. There's only one crown, I'm sorry. It's not for you. And Hashem says, boom, get out of here. And a person needs a Reluchos Shnios and a Yom Kippur to remind himself and to come to the. If he didn't have Shavuos right the first time and he broke those Luchos, Yom Kippur will set him straight. We have a choice in Shavuos whether or not to be makabel the Torah from that place of a bitul of an anechi, or to accept it in a place of with that gaiva. But we're conditioned already in this generation to not have such pitfalls. We're very much in tune with the words of the Maggid. We really don't think we have anything, and we come to Hashem with complete humility, with complete anava from mamash a place of sinai. And Hashem, you give us the kelim, you give us the Torah. so we keep it to matzliach in the days ahead of us and in the times of tshuva and elul and Rosh Hashanah to be mamlechu again the way we're supposed to, and in Yom Kippurim to have a true simcha. That Baruch Hu should help us in that Tzad Hashmayim these last few hours before Kabbalah Satayra. In this day of Yisoid Shabbat Malchus, that we should be Mamlech Hashem at the Mamash at the Yisoid, at the Nakud of all things. And Malchus Shabbat Malchus, which is the last day before Sphir, which means that we give over the Malchus to Hashem and we give it over again. Mamlech Hashem over and over and over again. That's how we come into Kabbalah Satayra. Hashem should give us those tools never to come to regal of Gavot, to be Mekabel Torah from a true sense of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, to walk in the Derech of Anava and approaching Har Sinai and invite her. The whole lifetime of walking Manava without a Shubizecha to a meaningful Kabbalah Satayra and to greet people to see once again, to see and to hear Anecha Shem Alakecha, be a Skoyal Tzedek Mehav Aminu Amen. Ein anili means if I don't have an ani for myself. Min anili. It's called then mili. Mi is gematria 50, which means like the 50 days leading up to Shavuos. Then a mili, then the 50 days belong to me. Shinila atzbir, if I'm to myself, mo ani. So ma, Svamak Deshim tells us, the behema means ba'ma. What is it? Ba'ma. Shinila atzmi, if I'm like myself, then I'm like a behema. Then I didn't get anywhere since Pesach. Pesach was a time of, the Gaon says, based on the Zayah Kaddish, that Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim based on the Pasuk, Adamu behema tashi Hashem. We were really like behemas. That's why the whole mitzvah of Korban Omer is Besa'irim, which is Michael behema. Hashem says, I'm taking out Yidden, I'm also taking out behemas. Because Bnei Yisrael were like behemas when they left Mitzrayim. They don't know what it means. A person comes to Har Sinai, he comes to Har Sinai and he still has that gaiva, then a mo'ani, then he's like a behema. Hashem doesn't give Torah to behemas. If I'm not an ani, then mili, then I can make it to the 50th day. That's Moshe who said, mi anoichi. Mi anoichi. Ein anili mili. Such a person like Moshe could be a couple of times. One last thing, there's a vart. You know, we read Rus on Shavuos. And the Yid HaKadosh has a taish in the pasuk like this. V'hinei boyaz bami beis lechem. V'yomer lakaitin, Hashem imachem. V'yomer ulo yivrecha Hashem. Now, by the Sfardim, you know, when they get aliyah, they do this. You do this? Hey, you do this? Right, so the person goes up for an aliyah, and he says, Hashem imachem. Right? And then they say back to Merech Hashem. Comes from here. So the Yid HaKadosh says as follows. Boyaz is called the Tzaddik because Boyaz means in him is Oz. Ein Oz ala Torah, but he's Misgaber al Yitzhah. And it's the pasuk that says he comes from Beis Lechem. Beis Lechem means from the Oilam HaElyon. And he sees that he hasn't yet accomplished anything in his Avodas Hashem. That a tzaddik, a true tzaddik, feels like he hasn't done anything. V'yomer l'kaitzrim, and he tells the kaitzrim, he says, the Talmid HaChachamim, who are mekatzrim, and in Yoni Havli Elamazah, that they take nothing, they're makatzer in how much they take from this world. And he says to them, Hashem imachem. And he says, all of this hatzlacha which you have is only because Hashem helps you. As the Gemara says, Amali HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozer Eino Yachalo. So the tzaddik who goes up to the Olam HaElyon and he sees things clearly, he goes back and he tells all the Tzvi Necham in this world, don't have gaiva from all of your accomplishments. Everything which you have is only because Hashem has helped you through it. But Yoyim Rulo Yivrech Hashem, and they say to him, oh, thank you very much that you opened up our eyes to be able to see the truth. But we haven't done anything yet in this world. It's a very big yisod. Zayin Kaddish says that the reason why Mashiach will come was to bring the tzaddikim to do tshuva. To make tzaddikim into bali tshuva. You shouldn't think that the reason why the Mashiach doesn't come is because there's a lot of people who are not from, and you know, people in San Francisco who don't know anything about Yiddishkeit, etc. Nothing to do with that. The real reason why Mashiach doesn't come is because the tzaddikim and the rabbanim and all the rebbis, anybody who's a rav, it's because of their gaiva the Mashiach doesn't come. Mashiach will come to make the tzaddikim into bali tshuva. That's what I said. Because those people, the people who don't know anything, their ma'isim don't mean anything. The tenei kushenishba. If they eat treif, what does that do in the belt? What does that do? The satan is a mispar from that. Care from that. Satan has a geshmak machshel tamid chachamim in others, and in their gaivas, and he's really happy with tamid chachamim have gaiva. He says, learn all the Torah you want, as long as you have gaiva. How precious is the tasha mispar? It's a very important perspective. Very important perspective. But this is what it's teaching us here. He's saying that the tzaddikim will go to the Olam HaElyon and they see the truth, they see the MS, and they come back and they tell the Talmid Chachamim. He says, all the Torah and all the Chesed and all the Maisim Torah and all the davenings which you do don't have gaiva, that's all from Hashem. So when they say, thank you, opened up my eyes, that's Mashiach. That's what we read then on Shavuos. It's in the Avrus. This is the story of Avrus, the tzaddikis, that she was mamish, batel and mevutel. She was completely on nothing. She was a Yasayma. Because she had no parents, because she left everything behind. She was an almana, she was an aniya. She had all the classifications of being the biggest lowlife, quote-unquote, of the Jewish people. She wasn't even allowed into the Jewish people. She was a mayavis. She was completely excluded and counted out lagamre. And from her comes Torah. From her comes David HaMelech. From her comes Mashiach. It wasn't just from her and her circumstance. It was from her anava and her bittul. Because she was mamash on the floor that anybody could just step on her. That's where Torah comes from. The Gemara says that. Be careful with aniyim. Mehem teitzei sara. Yisharu baniyim. If that's true about all aniyim, alachas kama vachama for somebody like Rus. It's not a coincidence that she was zeichet to David HaMelech. He said about himself, ki ani aniyim, I'm the biggest aniyim, I'm the biggest nothing. I don't do anything in a avodah session. Everything is anava by him. It's not what we're looking for in Shavuos. Shavuos is not a time, and I say this, said this in years before. Shavuos is not a time that a person makes a marathon, like how much Torah can learn. He's going to finish all Shas the night of this. It's not what Shavuos is about. Shavuos is not about how much Torah I can learn. It's about being makabel Torah. It's a kabbalah Torah that I'm makabel the old Torah upon myself. A person means that he needs a keli for that. About being makabel Torah. Shouldn't fall into the chitzonius of what Shavuos is, rather the pnimius of what Shavuos is. The person is being makabel Torah for the whole year, how much hatzlacha I'll have in learning. Therefore, it's a time of davening, it's a time of anava, of turning to Hashem Yisbarach, that the tefillah shouldn't be tefillahs that you run through. It's mamish, it's a chaval, that after a whole night of learning Torah, that we just run through the davenings. This is a davening which is very important, it's an integral part of Kabbalah Torah. That davening. You need to be mispalo for Torah. The Har Neir B'Sar Sachan, the Beis Medrash of the Divrei Chaim, they said Ahav Rabba for 6 hours on Shavuos. Chassam Sofer, the Rav Shitzer, tell you stories about these tzaddikim, what it meant Ahav Rabba on the morning of Shavuos. Amish. It was more worth it to them the davening of Ahav Rabba than the whole learning the whole night before. But at the end of the day, it's all a matana from Hashem. Torah is called a matana. We should be zeicha. A couple of grace matana, each and every one of us, for God's kaisel. We should be zeicha to that day. Torah chadash means in kabbal Torah mipikod shbarchu. On that day when Hashem will reveal Torah once again to us, the coming Mashiach. Volatzion goyam yeru minu.